And we're back. This Outdoor Report with J.R. Richardson from Ontonagon, Vice Chair on the NRC. And I appreciate you hanging out with us again, Jim. And we're going to jump right back into what we kind of alluded to and teased at the end of our last Outdoor Report. Let's talk about the 40th anniversary of the Natural Resources Trust Fund. Some neat stuff to talk about.
Oh, my. We have our 40th anniversary of the Natural Resources Trust Fund. And I don't think there, well, I know there's not one county where this hasn't touched people's lives. And, you know, this thing started in 1976, and it started out with a $5 million cap, and other trust funds up to a $500 million cap, giving away $1 billion with the B word, $1 billion worth of trust fund money to like over 2,000 projects. And, you know, recently we bought the Houghton Douglas Falls up in Houghton County, and, you know, I was just looking down the list here. Huron Mountain Deer Yard Complex acquisition was like a $1.3 million acquisition. An Iron Ore Heritage Trail acquisition in Marquette, $156,000. You know, it's just money made available through mineral, oil, and gas leases, and the money goes directly into land purchase and lands and supporting those purchases. And to me, public land and CFA land and Commercial Forest Act land and Unqualified Forest Act land are all things that a lot of people kind of take for granted if you live in the UP. But I've spent a lot of time out west. And if you don't know someone who's got a lot of money or you're not rich, posted, and you ain't going. So one of the good things I love about the Upper Peninsula is you can go. You can go to these special gems. And you don't have to know anybody. You can, you know, you can go, you can access it, and everybody can enjoy it. I'm pretty darn proud of that.
That is cool. I will say that I did. I moved downstate for a few years, far downstate.
My condolences.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry. Right. And I missed all the public
land. I like downstate.
But the public land access is just not there like we have here in the UP. We're spoiled. There's no doubt.
It's different, you know, and it's because we've lived up here, and sometimes you just, you know, it doesn't take you long when you go somewhere else to really, even you go into Wisconsin, you know. It doesn't take long to see that that's not the same, and I just like, you know, like people to be aware of why that is, and a lot of the why that is the Natural Resource Trust Fund. The other thing is we build marinas, we build football fields. One of the big things is the economy in the UP, and one of the things that we're missing the boat on and we've been working hard on is, you know, these ORV trails. I mean, you go into Wisconsin, and like it looks like the middle of winter with snowmobiles when you see in the UP. Going to Wisconsin, there's ORVs in all the local restaurants and hotels and the bars. And I'd like to see that in the UP because I think it, you know, it's a good way to bring money up here. And in the old days, I worked in a paper mill, and my friends all worked in mines. And I know on the western end of the UP, you know, we didn't really have to depend on tourism that much, but times are changing, and we have to find different ways to get people to come up here. So.
Well, quickly here, I got about 30 seconds. I just wanted to throw the fact of the safety record this year, for last year's hunting season.
That's something we could be prouder of. 2 years we've gone without a fatality.
Wow.
We only had one incident in the UP. So between the hunter safety guy, you know, people who voluntarily teach those classes and people wearing their hunter's orange, we've been able to go through 2 seasons without a fatality and only one incident in the UP. You know, if we don't do anything else, how special is that?
That's remarkable. You know, I mean, it really is. It's remarkable, and it is a testament. You knew exactly where I was going there. I was going to bring up the instructors and the programs that are in place to help educate people, and that's what's kept us all safe here, I guess you could say.
And they're all volunteers, and they all have it. You know, they do it because they love it, and they believe in it. And, you know, what happens when that all gets set in motion and put in the right places, you go 2 years without any fatalities, and it's a beautiful thing.
Well, JR, I really appreciate you taking time to chat with us here on the Outdoor Show and offer your perspective and insight and information, and I wish you the best opening day of trout season Saturday.
Adam, I appreciate it, and maybe I'll see you on the stream one of these days.
Yeah, we'll have to find a way to get together. Maybe next time you're in the area for one of your winter habitat work groups. I'll get to meet you there.
Yeah, I'd love to go fishing with you. It'd be right in my wheelhouse.
J.R. Richardson from the NRC, and this is The Outdoor Show.